Just Me, a place to be me, where you get to experience life. Life is a journey, not a guided tour. If you want the rainbow, you have to go through the rain.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for joining us again. Our past few episodes, we've been discussing social emotional learning. And social emotional learning was a topic that we felt as we are going back to school, as the college students are going back to school, as our little bitty babies are going back to school, as our teenagers are going back to school, recognizing that social emotional learning skills are very important. And with going back to school, there is always some sort of anticipation. We're coming off of summer break. We're coming on to meeting new teachers. We're coming on to meeting new experiences within the classroom, within the school year, within the academic environment. And so not only do these social emotional skills impact our kids, but they also impact us as adults. So when we think about social emotional learning skills, they are self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationships. And the last one we're going to talk about today is responsible decision making. So if you miss the other four learning skills, please check out our previous episodes where you can get some valuable insight on how to apply all of those different skills within our personal relationships, within our professional relationships, and within our parenting relationships. And notice how I said relationships with each of those. Relationships, healthy relationships, is a very important part of the social emotional learning. And even though the past maybe 2.5-3 years, we have been very isolated behind computers, behind not going into the work environment, not going into school face-to-face, and we haven't had a lot of face-to-face relationships, we still have had relationships and the importance of relationships. And so a lot of these skills, all of these skills that we have just discussed are going to be important with A, fostering our own health and wellness, but then also fostering those relationships that we, even though there may be some times where we don't feel like we need relationships, we are always acting, interacting with relationships and with other people, formulating relationships. So whether we want to acknowledge it or not, as human beings, we are social creatures and we need relationships. Others, some may need them differently than others, but we all need relationships. So the last skill that we're going to talk about today is called responsible decision making. And what that is acknowledging and choosing how to act or respond to a situation based on learned behaviors, weighing consequences, behaving safely, and behaving in acknowledging the well-being of others as well as yourself. That includes making constructive choices about your personal behavior and social interactions, as well as learning how to effectively evaluate consequences of a choice. So every choice that we make, every relationship that we interact with has pros and cons. It's knowing how to evaluate those pros and cons in a healthy way for your situation and then making a decision. And then accepting the consequences that will occur. So when I think about some choices that maybe people have discussed with me in the past, it is, hey, if I choose to go out this weekend, but I have a paper due, I know that a lot of time is going to be taken away from working on my paper. So that's okay, but it's just recognizing the pros of your choice. You're going to be able to go out, interact, maybe the freshman experience. You're going to be able to go to the kickoff events for freshmen that they have on campus, but also recognizing that that's going to take away from time to work on the paper. Whatever choice you make, whatever responsible choice you make, just recognizing that there's a pro and a con to that choice and which one is going to benefit you the most. And when we think about parenting, this is a very important component to have when you're teaching your kids conflict resolution. Sometimes we want to just do it all for our kids. Sometimes we want to just hurry up and fix it, or just hurry up and tell our kid what to do. Go sit out and clean the toilet, or not clean the toilet, but, you know, go do your chores. Go do your chores and then go to bed. So we're always giving these instructions out to our kids, but a lot of times we're not allowing them the grace and the expansion to make those choices and recognize that there are pros and cons to each choice that we make. And by not allowing our kids to do that, we're depriving them of the ability to make responsible choices and healthy decision-making and conflict resolution. So by taking the power of maybe some very, I don't want to say insignificant, but decisions that maybe aren't as important or as heavy as some other decisions, we're taking away for our child's ability to really go through the process of conflict resolution. Ms. Tracy, Ms. Sherina, what you guys got?
Well, then when it comes to decision making, as we discussed in previous sessions, it definitely takes a lot of patience. And with that patience, it's almost like you really have to first figure out what is the problem. And when you figure out what is the problem, you have to analyze the situation. You solve the problem, but you have to consider ethical responsibilities as it relates to this, what the situation is. And then we feel it's over then, but it's not over then, because you have to evaluate and reflect. So it takes so many steps as it relates to responsible decision making. And as you discussed earlier, we've discussed several social-emotional learning tools within the past, and those tools play into responsible decision-making. Social awareness. And the other ones also, as it relates to really being mindful of who you are, who you're dealing with, what the situation is, how did the situation arise, the pros and cons that you, as you expressed regarding the situation, and how it's going to affect me short term, how it's going to affect me long term. So those are just small examples as it relates to what it takes as it relates to making decisions. So we want to make sure that we're very intentional regarding taking out the time to really work through whatever situation that may arise. And we have to ask ourselves, as people in today's society, do we really do that?
And probably most often the time, the answer is no. We like quick draw, we pop off real quick. So it's like when you talk about in relationships, you got to keep in mind that's multiple people. So that's multiple opinions that are coming together. So one of the most important things in that area is to have an open mind. Definitely have an open mind. And to be honest, because sometimes, you know, we like to push our opinion even when we know it's wrong. After we hear something that's better, it's like, no, I just got to be right. I just got to be right. And you want the crowd to go with you. So be honest and be fair. And make sure you gather like all of the facts before you make the decision. Not, again, don't just base it on an opinion or an emotion or a feeling. Gather all the facts before you actually come up with that decision. And then try to come up with multiple solutions to see, you know, you weighing it. Because again, in a relationship, you got other people involved. It's not just what you think. And I came across a good example, the red light, green light, and yellow light. So if it's a red light before you make a decision, that's when everybody is full of their emotions. Make sure we calm. Calm down before you proceed. What's that thing say? What's that little saying? Keep calm. That little crown thing that just started coming out like a couple of years ago. But really stop, calm yourself down before you act. Then the next thing, if it's a yellow light, that's proceed with caution. You're going to feel, communicate, say what the problem is, and get your feelings around the problems before you make that decision within the home, within the relationship. And then the green light, you have all these possible solutions. Find out which one works. Put the plan in motion. If it don't work, go to the next one. But you don't immediately make a decision because a lot of times we are reacting to an emotion opposed to responding to the whole situation. So we have to proceed with caution. So I like that the red light, the yellow light, and the green light, because you go past that red light when you're driving, guess what? Crash and burn. It's going to cause an accident. And that's still, you're in that same conflict all over again. So proceed with caution for sure.
And within our professional relationships, we are feeling as it relates to responsible decision making because we're not, as you expressed, taking in consideration the whole entire situation. Also, like you said, looking at the pros and cons and being very intentional as it relates to resolving the situation. So a lot of our professional relationships are literally failing because we're not being very intentional as it relates to being responsible when it comes to making decisions. And you've expressed like really being very cautious and mindful as it relates to, we know that we cannot get it perfect as it relates to making responsible decisions on a professional level where everybody is satisfied, but we can at least try to be fair and make sure that we have ethical rules and guidelines as it relates to how to make responsible decisions.
And one thing that you ladies had said, I want to pull out some key factors that you had mentioned, is that for you, Miss Tracy, when you were talking about the red light, yellow light, green light, a lot of times we make decisions without taking into consideration everything that is involved. Like you said, we act on emotion versus on acknowledging the entire situation. Acknowledging the entire situation requires patience. And a lot of times, again, we have so much going on in our daily lives that we forget about the importance of patience. It is okay not to make a decision right then and there. I'm going to say it again. It is okay in most situations not to make a decision right then and there. Because 9 times out of 10, we are experiencing the emotions and we're not acknowledging everything else around us. How it's going to impact other people, how it's going to impact ourselves in the long run. So it is okay to have patience with making a decision or giving a response. And then, Ms. Sharina, you said that taking responsibility, making responsible decisions, but that word responsibility is a very important thing. And responsibility means taking into consideration all the aspects or as many aspects of the situation as possible instead of looking at it from one standpoint. Responsibility includes acknowledging how it's going to impact you, how it's going to impact other people, how it's going to impact other things in their lives, in your lives. So responsible decision making is considering all of those facets. And then making a decision instead of making a decision based on one perspective and one point of view. So, in a relationship, that looks like considering the other person's perspective, considering the other person's opinions, thoughts, standpoint. At work, I know for us working with other people, it's considering not only my colleagues, but the individuals that we provide service to. as far as with parents, it is making those responsible decisions and how my child views this, how this impacts my child. And sometimes with certain situations, allowing your child to walk through that process and maybe giving them recommendations and helping them to see different points of the situation is going to be more helpful in the long run than making a decision for them. So one example that I give to parents is if you go to the store and you know that every time you go to the store, your child gets something. Okay. So maybe this time it may be giving that child an option. Either you get something this time or you can wait, have a delayed gratification and wait until we get home and we can do something different. So you're giving them that choice, that helping them to realize that if you get something right now, you're not going to get something later. And helping them to make those decisions based on what they feel is comfortable. And then that helps them in the long run with peer conflict resolution. Like when you're not able to be there and they have to make a decision amongst their friends, whether to go to a football game without asking or coming home before curfew. You want them to make a responsible decision, but have you helped them learn how to make responsible decisions when they were younger? So I know that we want to be very hasty with going throughout our lives, but one thing that Tracy and Sharina had mentioned is that patience helps with responsible decision-making and considering all avenues outside of yourself helps with responsible decision-making.
Sasha, what you was talking about just now, it made me think about how, and I may not be favored with this statement, but I'm going to say it, how a lot of leaders, especially when it comes to making decisions about our children, how those decisions at times are not responsible because they don't be intentional as it relates to really being in the situation to see what decisions need to be made as it relates to our children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to stop right there.
Yeah. But you're right. But I think too, the society that we're in now is real challenging because we in a, like the microwave, but we want everything in an instant. You know, we can't be patient. I don't care how you feel, because this is how I feel. And again, I want it now. You know, we got Instagram, we got Instapot, we got the phone, everything, and everything is in an instant now. And you don't want to wait out. You don't want to have conversations to find out what's good for the whole. I just want it. But that it goes back to all of the other areas that we talked about: self-awareness, social awareness, you know, empathy. But we want to keep moving. So that the challenge comes to us as individuals to make that change, to change our thought process, our behavior. So it'll just have a greater impact. So when you become a leader, you don't operate like how the leaders are now, because I have empathy. You know, you might be the only one out of 10, but it'll make a difference and an impact. And if you can do one, teach someone else how to become a better leader, more effective leader. Because all leaders have leadership courses that they should be taking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So another example, as far as with parenting and helping your child to learn responsible decision making, is it's that time of year. All right, where we doing different fall sports and we want to get our children into activities that we feel like will help them excel. And we want our children to be doing academics, have a job, doing extracurricular activities, or we just want them in something. How many times have you asked your child, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And it may not be for all parents, but ask your child, what is it that you want to do? Give them maybe two or three choices, have them select one, and then carry on that activity to the duration. Help them do the pros and the cons of, hey, if you do soccer, okay, you won't be able to do swimming, and that is okay. But help your child look at the pros of doing soccer, look at the cons of doing soccer, look at the pros of doing swimming, look at the cons of doing swimming, the pros of doing football, cons of doing football, cheerleading, whatever activity you want them to be in, or track. And there are some parents that want to get their child in every activity in the world to the point where the parent is running around like a chicken with their head cut off, trying to get them to all these activities. And there are some parents that are saying, hey, you're not doing anything because I don't want to run around. Help your child with this example of responsible decision making. Give them some options and then sit down with them to weigh the pros and cons. If they don't want to do an extracurricular activity, what does it look like to work? And talk that out with them. But a lot of times parents will ask the child, well, what do you want to do? And maybe it goes without follow-up, or maybe it goes with, okay, we're just going to put you in this activity. And then midway through the activity, maybe by the time October comes, the child maybe isn't going to practice, or the child doesn't want to do it anymore because they recognize that they didn't know that it was going to be practice 3 times a week instead of 1 time a week. So helping your child to really process and think forward ahead and making those pros and cons lists helps then as their teenagers do it very intuitively. As their young adults, do it very intuitively. As their adults, do it very intuitively. But if we don't start now with our kids, they're not going to automatically pick up these skills when they're adults.
And the outcome would be greater if you be intentional with that process as it relates to, you know, really asking for their involvement. I mean, asking for their opinion, or giving them options, because they're gonna be the ones that's gonna be doing the work. So what I'm hearing from you is that if you be intentional with asking and exploring, then the percentage is higher as it relates to having a better outcome.
Absolutely. And they'll be more committed.
Yes.
To remaining in that activity.
Yes.
And that's where that challenge comes, because you know some parents, oh, you gonna be an Aggie. Oh, you gonna go there. You gonna be this, because mama was this, daddy was this. And we give them options, but then when they say something outside of what our desire is, then it's no longer an option. We give them, these are the only options. So we have to be careful when we do that too. If we're gonna give them options, regardless of how we feel, you got to look at the bigger picture. Am I doing it for you, mommy? Or am I doing it for you, daddy? Or am I doing it for me? And we're trying to develop them to make good decisions, because now they're making that decision based on what you want me to do, not what I am. So we got to be mindful of that as well.
Absolutely. And I think that comes with different age brackets. And I think you hit the nail right on the head, Tracy, is that, you know, for our younger kids, picking and choosing maybe some of the appropriate age appropriate decision making skills or decisions that they can make, whether they want to which toy they want to play with when they're taking a bath, you know, or what book they want to read when they are getting ready for bed. For some of our teenagers who are looking at colleges or different work explorations, hey, what is it that you're interested in? Instead of telling them, you know, you can either go to an in-state college or an out-of-state college, more or less asking them, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? Instead of giving them that ultimatum. I know a lot of times throughout the fraternities and sororities, we have that upcoming, those upcoming initiations, and sometimes parents want, oh, you're going to be a Kappa, you're going to be a Delta, you're going to be a Sigma. And so all of these different fraternities and expectations around sororities, when in all actuality, it's okay for your child not to do the same fraternity or sorority as you. It's okay. But helping them with responsible decision making and what that looks like in the long term. What about for relationships?
It's the same within the relationships, because I mean, we talked about it, whether it's coworkers, whether it's children, whether it's an intimate relationship that Again, I go straight to the marriage. You can't make no decisions when y'all both hot-headed, because it's going to be personal, you know? We could use the green light, yellow light, and red light. So when we get to that yellow light, let's talk about it. How do you feel about X, Y, and Z? I feel this way, I feel that way, and then come up with some solutions, because you're partnering in something, you know, for an intimate relationship. When it comes to work, the same thing. The boss, the supervisor, the workers, you know, we know how you have decisions come down, but if they give you an option to voice your opinion, then they're going to take, you know, they give out those surveys. You know, fill out the surveys. Don't sit there and say, I don't want to be, I want a solution, but I'm not going to give a solution. I'm just going to be part of the problem, you know. So be the solution when it comes to it. Put your input, and hopefully or prayerfully you're with a leader that know how to lead and take those things into consideration, opposed to not just being closed-minded. Still keep an open mind. It's the same thing.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for checking in with us and getting the final information with social emotional learning skills. Again, if you would like different workshops at your business, at your school, at your organization, please feel free to reach out to us at justmepodcast, the number one at gmail.com. If you are inquisitive about other options that we have with our mental wellness consulting services, please check us out at www.justmetherapy.com. And it will to give you all sorts of information about previous episodes of our podcast, but then also mental wellness consulting services that we can do at your location. But until next time, take care of yourself so that we can take care of each other, guys. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Just Me Therapy podcast. If you are seeking further one-on-one diagnoses, interventions, and treatment plans, please consider scheduling an appointment with an individual counselor at Journeys Counseling Center, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Journeys can be reached at 336-294-1349. The mission of Just Me Therapy podcast is to use authentic conversations to uplift one's mind, body, and soul. The goal of Just Me Therapy is to offer affordable education and insight to individuals who experience financial barriers to accessing individualized behavioral health care services. With that being said, the information, including opinions, advice, and recommendations discussed in this podcast, are intended for individual, informational, and educational purposes only. Such information is not intended to substitute the recommendations of your own licensed therapist or healthcare professional. Although we are licensed behavioral health professionals, we are not your licensed behavioral health professional. As a result, the advice mentioned on this podcast should not replace the recommendations offered by your own qualified health professional.